Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. A blend of clouds and sun today, with daytime highs approaching 81. Southeasterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Chance of thunderstorms tonight. Lows dip down to about 60. Overcast. Chance for storms tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 85. Cloudy skies expected. Slight chance for storms Thursday, with highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy skies Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 72.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Britton Rucker, and here are today's top headlines from 12 News. The Wichita School Board voted on Monday to put a $615 million bond on the ballot this fall. The bond will be added to the November ballot and is broken up into two questions. Election day is Tuesday, November 3rd. Wichita police say a month-long crime crackdown took dozens of guns, drugs, and wanted felons off the streets. As part of an operation with U.S. Marshals and other agencies, officers arrested more than 600 people while seizing 76 illegal guns and drugs like fentanyl. And the Department of Justice will stop work on its so-called anti-weaponization fund. The program has been criticized by a number of lawmakers, in part because some of those looking to be reimbursed are participants in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. And Wichita, Britton Rucker, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Real talent is defined by what people can do, not where they learn to do it. So by stopping at the education section of a resume, you might throw away the perfect hire. You might miss someone who has valuable skills to offer to help your business thrive right now and in the future. Because the truth is this: Skills First Hiring helps you see talent others miss. Like more than 70 million stars, skilled through alternative routes. When you let their story unfold, you gain a competitive advantage. Because hiring managers who start with skills are 60% more likely to find a successful hire. See the real person. Complete. See what others miss. Hire skills first. Learn why it's a competitive advantage at teartheparceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News is brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Governor Laura Kelly has officially proclaimed June 2026 as National Safety Month in the state of Kansas. National Safety Month is observed each June to raise awareness about preventing workplace injuries, reducing risks, and creating safer communities. We recognize the importance of workplace safety and encourage employers, workers, and communities to remain committed to preventing injuries and promoting safe environments. The proclamation highlights the ongoing efforts of the Kansas Department of Labor Division of Industrial Safety and Health to help save lives through safety education, hazard identification, and proactive workplace practices. Alan Vineyard said National Safety Month is an important reminder that workplace injuries and accidents can be prevented. He emphasized that by working together, public and private employers can identify hazards, improve unsafe conditions, and prioritize safety education, adding that Kansas employers, workers, and community partners all play an important role in strengthening workplace safety across the state. For more information about workplace safety programs and services available through the Kansas Department of Labor, visit dol.kansas.gov/ish. The state of Kansas ends May 2026 with total tax collections at $703.8 million. That's $42.5 million, or 6.4% above the estimate. Total tax collections were up 7% from May of 2025. Individual income tax collections were $367.7 million. That's $52.7 million, or 16.7% above the estimate. Individual income tax collections were up 16.8% from May 2025. Corporate income tax collections were $16.2 million. That's $8.8 million, or 35.2% below the estimate, and down 44.4% from May of 2025. Laura Kelly said total May tax collections met projections overall, but corporate income tax revenues continued to fall short of expectations. She emphasized the importance of maintaining fiscal responsibility in the months and years ahead to ensure Kansas remains financially stable. Combined combined retail sales and compensating use tax receipts were $209.9 million, which is over $896,000 or 0.3% above the estimate and up 3.1% from May of 2025. For their academic performance in the spring 2026 semester, 5,100 Kansas State University students have earned semester honors. Students earning a grade point average for the semester of 3.75 or above on at least 12 graded credit hours receive semester honors along with commendations from their deans. The honors are also recorded on their permanent academic records. Those in our listening area include Hill City, Connor Dinkle, and Pamela Presley, Moreland, Leah Lindemann, Jennings, Jordan Fleckenstein, Oberlin, Jenna Fortin, and Brianna Gehring. From Almena, Foster Brands, Clayton, Hallie Brooks, Jalen Rumbach. From Norton, Lara Natwell, Cooper Bailey, Mackenzie Clydesdale, Kelly Donahue, Roman Hauser, Eli Miller, and Madeline Miller. From Phillipsburg, Leighton Johnson, Hannah Kennedy, Taryn Seitz, and Michael Vanderveen. From Atwood, Abby Misick, Kenneth Misick, and Asa Pop. From Ludell, Andrew Anderson, Colby, Claire Denny, Lakin Denny, Braden Foss, Kai Lanning, Bryce Myers, Kara O'Brien, Bryant Weideman, and from Jim, Joe Leha. From the Waukini area, Shaylin Cleland, Avery Daubert, Adrian Nguyen, and Avery Zeigler. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
The Kansas Department of Agriculture's Division of Conservation is pleased to announce the extension of cost share funds to assist landowners affected by wildfires that burned land in many regions of Kansas in 2026. This initiative now covers damage caused by wildfires including Ranger Road, Stevens, Tennis, Andrew Lane, Rollins County, Gray Road, Salt, Arkansas River, 51, Meade County, Herman Ranch, Wolf Canyon, Lexington, Bozidon Ranch, Prophet Lake, and other eligible wildfire events in designated counties. Secretary Beam has authorized an extension of the Kansas Wildfire Recovery Initiative that was originally developed by the Division of Conservation and recommended by the State Conservation Commission in early March due to significant wildfires affecting cattle grazing and other agricultural production. The initiative provides financial assistance for eligible landowners in Barber, Clark, Comanche, Finney, Meadow, Rollins, Seward, and Stevens and other eligible counties for best management practices including cover crops, temporary watering facilities, and temporary electric fences. Landowners may receive up to $10,000 in cost share funding through this initiative. The sign-up period for these funds is open now and has been extended until June 30th of 2026. Applications for this wildfire recovery cost share funding must be made through local conservation districts. Go to www.agriculture.kansas.gov/conservation districts to find contact information. Eligible applications will be approved on a first-come, first-served basis until all initiative funds have been allocated. Projects that have been started but not completed prior to the landowners making an application will be eligible for cost share assistance provided they keep receipts and follow KDA DOC specifications if necessary. Project eligibility does not guarantee approval by the KDA DOC. If you have questions on the Kansas Wildfire Cost Share Initiative, contact KDA DOC staff Dave Jones at david.jones@kansas.gov or Madison Loader, madison.loader@kansas.gov. As warmer weather settles into Kansas, health officials are reminding residents to take precautions against ticks, which become more active this time of year. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment says several tick species in the state can carry diseases, including Rocky Mountain spotted fever, tularemia, and even a condition known as alpha-gal syndrome, often called the red meat allergy. Ticks are commonly found in grassy, wooded, and brushy areas, but they can also show up in backyards, parks, and along walking trails. scales. While not every tick bite leads to illness, officials say prevention is the best way to reduce risk. That starts with using insect repellent when spending time outdoors. Products containing DEET, wearing long sleeves and pants, and staying toward the center of trails can also help limit exposure. After coming inside, it's important to check your body for ticks, especially in areas like behind the knees, under the arms and around the waist, and along the hairline. Parents are encouraged to check children carefully, and showering soon after being outdoors can help remove ticks before they attach. If you do find a tick, remove it promptly using tweezers, pulling straight out without twisting. Then clean the area and monitor for symptoms like fever, fatigue, or rush over the next couple of weeks. Health officials also remind pet owners to keep animals on flea and tick prevention, since pets can bring ticks into the home. Taking a few simple steps now can go a long way in keeping you and your family safe this spring and summer. I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi, the Kansas Department of Agriculture's Division of Conservation. Pleased to announce the extension of the cost share funds to assist landowners affected by the wildfires that burned land in many regions of Kansas in 2026. The initiative now covers drought and damage caused by many regions of wildfires. That includes the Ranger Road in Stevens, Tennis and Andrew Lane in Rollins County, Gray Road, Salt Arkansas River, and 51 Highway in Meade County, Herman Ranch, Wolf Canyon, Lexington, Buzeton Ranch in Prophet Lake, and other eligible wildfire events in those designated areas. Ag Secretary Mike Beam for the state of Kansas authorized an extension of the Wildlife Recovery Initiative Fund for Kansas and was originally developed by the Division of Conservation and recommended by the State Conservation Commission back in the early part of March. DTN reports that Canadian Pacific Kansas City, better known as CPKC, received a 72-hour strike notice from the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Canadian Signals and Communications System Council No. 11, on May 27th, according to the CPKC website. The IBEW represents 300 signals and communications employees across Canada. Members of Southern Council No. 11 ordered the IBEW employees by CPKC to unlawfully withdraw their services effective on 8 a.m. Mountain Time on May 31st. That was back over the weekend. Following the expiration of the 72-hour strike notice and the failure of parties to reach such a negotiated settlement per a May 31st press release. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
You say you'd never give in to a meltdown. Never let kids' toys take over the house. And never fill your feed with kid photos. You'd never plan your life around their schedule. Never lick your thumb to clean their face. And you'd never let them leave the house looking like less than their best. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it. Never let them stay up too late. And never let them run wild through the grocery store.
Clean up on aisle 6 and aisle 3.
So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Well, it looks like we can expect to see temperatures fairly average across the state here for today, a little bit above average for the south central and southwestern portions of the state. We should be seeing temperatures in the mid to lower 80s, looking at mid to lower 80s for the northern portions of the state, upper 80s to the lower 90s for the southern portions. Looks like lower 90s expected for south central particularly. It also looks looks like we can expect to see a few scattered areas of showers and thunderstorms for the southwestern and central portions of the state, particularly as we get to the afternoon hours, and then even into the evening hours here ahead for us as well, with a marginal risk for some severe weather. It looks like the primary threats look to be some large hail and some damaging winds. Partial sunshine developing across the state this afternoon. And then for tonight, still looking at cloudy skies primarily for the central and western portions, again with those chances for showers and thunderstorms, a little bit less cloud cover for the extreme eastern portions of the state. And it looks like overnight lows dropping down into the 60s for the central and eastern portions, into the 50s for the extreme western portions of Kansas overnight. Once we get to Wednesday, though, it looks like it's going to be a fairly similar day as far as temperatures are concerned, lingering in the 80s. Again, our warmest spots lingering into the south central portions of Kansas, upper 80s to around about 90 degrees. Still a chance for some showers and thunderstorms, it looks like, primarily for the central and western portions of the state, especially as we get to the afternoon hours, with another marginal risk for some severe weather for tomorrow as well. Looks like a cloudy day for the western portions of the state, a mixture of clouds and sun for the central, and more sunshine expected for the eastern parts of Kansas for Wednesday. By Thursday, looks like, again, temperature-wise, fairly similar, highs in the 80s once again, and a chance for some showers and thunderstorms, mainly for the central and western portions of the state. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
You're not just a grower filling acres. You're building yield because you're a wheat grower, which means Westbred Wheat is the seed for you. Regionally proven wheat varieties, tested in your fields and conditions, bred to deliver top yield potential for those prioritizing performance. Westbred is elite wheat seed for elite wheat growers. We're bred differently, just like you. Performance may vary. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.